Hello. Wow, Liv, you do not sound good this morning. Are you okay?
Hey, come on now.
God, you sound like a dude again. Hey, everybody, it's the Joe and Alex Show, Liv filling in. Good morning, guys. It's not Friday, but dang it, we're close. It is Thursday, November the 29th. Woo! We are less than a month away from Christmas.
You usually call this Little Friday, don't you?
I do, but after getting beaten down day after day from you, week after week, when I say Little Friday,
I think it's funny.
Eventually, I'm afraid to say it. Okay, guys, it's Little Friday, because, like, tomorrow's Friday, it's a little one, and, yeah, what up? It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. So glad that you are here. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I don't know what happened yesterday, but, guys, my social media following blew up. I got 2 followers on Instagram.
Wow.
Yep, not trying to brag, but...
I got 3.
All right.
Was it Baby Tortilla? Yep. Liv and I both got somebody named Baby Tortilla
I did
that
too.
Followed us.
Oh my gosh, I love Baby Tortilla.
I did get a Baby Tortilla follow, yes.
I didn't.
Well, that's because you're pork chop. You're like meaty food, and this is something, you know, kind of
maybe if
like
you were
Mexican style.
Maybe if you were like carnitas. Or like pulled pork, you would get a follow from
Baby
Tortilla.
Oh, pulled pork chop.
Well, that's it. We can have variety in your life.
I'm going to follow Baby Tortilla.
Do it, Baby Tortilla.
You can follow all of us, though, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram. You can call into the show, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex, good morning. How are you?
Have you ever wondered what would happen if you just kept filling up your gas? Even Ooh. When it ended?
I actually know what would happen, but it sounds like you did.
Yeah, I got to find out yesterday.
So does it magically just keep on filling, or what happens?
So I just spaced out as I was putting gas in my car, and I wasn't paying attention, and it had clicked off, but I had gone in and prepaid, so I still had like $5, and I didn't know how to get that back. I didn't know what you do. I was like, well, I got to use up this money. It must have just ended by accident. So I kept on clicking it, filling up more and more gas, and then all of a sudden I start, you know, I'm spaced off in the distance, and all of a sudden I smell gasoline, and I'm like, what's that? And then I look down, and the gas is pouring out of my car, all over my pants, all over my shoes. Good thing I, you know, wasn't smoking my usual cigarette. No, I'm just kidding. I don't smoke. But, yeah, I spilled gas all over myself, and it was just, you know, another amazing day that I had yesterday. That, plus, when I ordered, I DoorDashed some food to my apartment.
Right.
And when my food got there, the guy could not find my apartment, even though I had texted him directions, called him with directions, and put the directions in the app so that he could find me easily. He still couldn't find me or refused to look at the directions I had sent him, so he was super late in getting me my food. So by the time I got my food, it was cold.
Wow, you
and
your
driver.
Which is
the worst feeling.
You and your driver.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
Can I ask a question about the gas?
Yes.
How much extra did you pump until it like started filling out? Was like an
extra...
couple
bucks.
Really? Okay.
So anyway, my day sucked. I hope yours was better, Liv the Web Girl.
Well... a little bit. I mean, I'm just like struggling with this cold weather, and like I have so much congestion, and I'm like coughing up a lung and stuff.
Yeah. See, but we stopped feeling bad for you because you still continue to want to work at a daycare, and we told you that you got to quit because you're just getting sick every other day.
You're going to have to be in your deathbed till you realize, and then we might feel bad for
I'm
you.
I'm not denying it's my own fault and these snot-nosed kids' fault. Okay.
Either that or
it.
You have a really weirdly weak immune system, you know?
I think it's the kids because, like, I feel like I have a really good immune system because, like, I eat pretty healthy. But anyway, so yesterday I was, like, not feeling good and all kind of, like, cloudy. And we had the Live After 5 event. And even though it's called Live After 5, my dumb person goes
there.
You're
a dumbass.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I wanted to say that, like, 6 in the morning. But, yeah,
no, you are.
Dumbass self shows up at 6 o'clock thinking the event started at 6, even though it's literally called Live After 5.
Oh no.
Like the time is in the title.
I mean, people should know by now that you don't really know what's going on in the world and otherwise, so they can't really hold it against you, I guess, for showing up at the wrong time.
Group meeting here, Alex, Porkchop, Joe. Are we ever concerned that Liz representing the show sometimes?
100% okay, of the
okay,
time.
Okay.
But producer Porkchop, we're not concerned about him representing us.
No, apparently he does a great job when he's Ubering.
Yeah, was your day better?
As long as my breath is clean, you know, I represent the show better. But yeah, no, my day was really boring. I took a nap and that was it yesterday. You know what the worst part about my day was? I don't have any Q-tips. So I actually haven't used any Q-tips in... 4 days. Does anyone have any Q-tips?
Yeah, I'll bring some. I'll bring you some.
Oh, I just remembered something. Something so embarrassing and so awkward happened, but hold on, I should save it and talk about it later.
All right,
like,
cool.
It was really...
That's what we call in radio a tease. So now I'm going to have to listen to find out what happened for you.
I didn't even mean to do that. I can't... Basically, let me just say I cannot... go back to Chase's aunt's house.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. Well, aren't you supposed to live there? Man.
Yeah, for the next month.
Well, Joe, what about you? Was your day better than clearly all of ours?
It actually was. It was very interesting yesterday. I had more respect now for my wife, Lindsay, after the fact. I just did a bunch of errands yesterday. I took my old iPhone 7. I wiped it out, like cleaned it, and I ended up like selling it and putting it in the mail. I just did a bunch of chores. I replaced
Oh, someone
all the
bought
lights.
It?
Yeah,
that's
somebody,
good.
I put it up like 5 minutes later. It was gone. I
awesome.
Got
How much did you sell for? Do you mind?
That's really personal. $300. So.
Oh, what?
That's good.
Yeah, I made good money on it. So overshare over here. So I did all these things pretty much, but I just thought about how often I just asked my wife, well, can you do that? Can you do that? Can you do that? Just little tasks, but I'm like, damn, I'm tired. It was a long, long day.
Yeah.
And I just, the last thing I had to do is I had to go get some turkey gravy for the like the dinner we had. And I just said, wow, you know what? I really appreciate all the work you do. Like, I guess I didn't realize how damn hard it is what you do for us as a couple and stuff. So
yeah, that's good.
I was really reflective. And that's just not just like, hey, all men are dumb, women are great, but you should respect your partners, your coworkers, lovers, your boss. I mean, when you're really in somebody else's shoe, you're like, damn, maybe I didn't see what they have going on every day. So a little wisdom from your man, Joey P.
Most definitely.
Also, speaking of yesterday, Kevin Hart responded to people who said his son's birthday party was racist. That's coming up in the garbage. This celebrity keeps an old tattoo she cut off in a jar. And you won't believe what Macaulay Culkin's girlfriends ask him to do.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Actor and comedian Kevin Hart is firing back at critics who slammed his decision to throw his son a Cowboys and Indians party on Thanksgiving because the comedian doesn't see anything racially insensitive about it. The party controversy started on Thanksgiving when Kevin's wife, Aniko, posted an Instagram picture from Kenzo's first birthday. And it showed attendees dressed in traditional Native American like clothing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so many of Kevin and Aniko's followers called it shameful and ignorant. But this is what he has to say about that.
This isn't a racial slur that people are doing and being malicious with. This is a game that's been played for years. I'm about to be 40 years old. I remember at the age 6, 7 playing these games. I remember playing cops and robbers.
Mel B said that when she was in an abusive relationship with Steven Belafonte, Mel B is formerly from the Spice Girls, she wanted a tattoo with his name removed, right? Like lots of people do that after you break up.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to do laser tattoo removal. So she had the skin cut off and she kept it.
I just thought I can't go through the pain of getting it lasered off because laser is actually more painful than getting the tattoo off. So I said, can you just cut it off my body? It's like I wanted him removed. So he just did a cut of just his name and I've saved it in a jar, which sounds a bit strange. I know.
Where do you keep it? Away.
Oh, at the top of my wardrobe. Well, nobody can see it, but I know it's there and it's off my body. So it makes me feel so much better.
How does that, I know they numb you up, but how does that not hurt? You're cutting your skin off.
I don't know, but the fact that she keeps it in a jar in her bedroom on top of her wardrobe gives me life. Weird relationship.
Don't
strange
say
stuff. Not goals, but just weird relationship stuff like that is so interesting to me. Paris Hilton addressed her split from actor Chris Zilka for the first time during Wednesday's appearance on The Talk, saying that she's been doing really good in light of the heartbreak.
When I fall in love fast and hard, and it was this whirlwind romance, and I've always been obsessed with Disney stories and love stories, and I thought it was going to be my happy ending, and I just realized after time that it wasn't the right decision. But I wish him the best, and... you know, one day I would love to get married and have children. But for right now, I'm just focusing on myself and my work.
And Macaulay Culkin says that most of his girlfriends that he's dated have all wanted to do this with him.
It's like you got like a new girlfriend, and then, you know, you're just flipping through the channels, and then there's Home Alone, and she's like, "Huh? Hey, you wanna watch it?" And I'm like, yeah. "You wanna watch Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, don't you?" And she's like, "He's like, yes."
But do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, I have indulged that. And most of the time, I'm just muttering my lines under my breath. And it's like, keep the change, you filthy animal. Like, you know,
that would be awkward all the time. Like, hey, can we listen to this? Can we listen to that?
Absolutely. I think it's cute that he lets them do it, though. Coming up in less than an hour, does Celine Dion need an exorcism?
Huh? All right. Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show in about 6 minutes, we're going to have a food fight. Yep, it's going to get messy up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, yeah, it's about to get messy here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're going to have a food fight, and Alex picked out a song that would represent a food fight.
Fruit salad.
Wait, this is a song?
Yummy, yummy. Yeah.
Is it a food fight
fruit
song?
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Oh my gosh.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Pork chop.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I don't know
yummy
song.
Fruit salad.
Let's make some fruit salad today.
This has nothing to do about fighting. I thought you were going to get like a hype bed, like girl fight or something. Like, it's
Eye
about
the tiger.
To be. Yeah, like you're giving me a fruit salad for my hype music?
Yes, it's about food.
This song slaps so hard, and you better not diss it.
I'm dissing it right now.
I want a club remix of fruit salad.
Well, talk to, I don't know, one of our good buddies, DJ Hugh Jeffner. Everybody knows who he is, and he's amazing. Maybe he'll remix that for you. The reason I thought we'd have some hypeness and excitement is Halsey was interviewed by someone, and they kind of gave her a food fight scenario between two food items. Listen to this.
Grilled cheese sandwich. Tacos are breakable. Come on, you put that in your mouth, it just crumbles. Grilled cheese sandwich.
So they're asking you, like, who would win in a food fight, grilled cheese or a taco?
Pull it apart. It's extendable. It's strong. It maintains its shape. I am team grilled cheese sandwich, and I really want one.
Now, you guys agree with that. That's the first food fight scenario here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's a taco and a grilled cheese. She says grilled cheese would win. What say you?
I would agree with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
No, I think a taco would win. I think a grilled cheese. I'm thinking of a hard shell taco.
That's what we're talking about. Like,
but it crumbles.
She's saying it would crack and crumble.
No. The grilled cheese does not have enough power in order to make it crack and crumble. Also, the grilled cheese is just lazy. It's like,
What about the hot melty cheese though? What if that like slaps on your skin? That'll get you.
Yeah, like lava.
No.
Well, Liv does have a point. A taco is like, you know, kind of football shaped to be faster, more aerodynamic.
Oh, you know what, too? You ever like you have like a part of a taco shell break off and it cuts, like it hurts really bad?
Exactly.
Like a
shank. He can use his own shell as a shank, literally. And the grilled cheese would just kind of be like, meh, and fall over.
It could poke your eye out.
Do you ever try to break a grilled cheese in half and see how slow it is and flimsy?
I didn't do it for that, but actually it's a funny side story. Then we're going to get to some of these food fight scenarios right here. My wife, Lindsay, I love her. She made me when I lived in Evansville, Indiana. I was working in radio there. I was pulling apart the grilled cheese because I think I was going to dunk it. We were having grilled cheese and tomato soup. And Lord love her. I don't think she was trying to kill me, but I'm not sure. She left the wax paper. It was in there. So if I would have bit into it, I would have ate the paper that separates the cheese. I'm like, what the heck is this?
I've never heard of somebody making a grilled cheese by separating the cheese with the paper. I don't even know why she did that.
What are you talking about?
So you eat the paper?
Alex doesn't even know how to make a grilled cheese.
Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
I do.
No, you know American Singles, how you have to unwrap the cheese?
Oh, you mean the wrapping paper of the cheese,
yes.
Not wax paper. Those
well,
are different.
Wax paper does separate it.
No, there's wax paper separating these cheeses.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes it's wax paper. Sometimes it's plastic.
Must be fancy cheese. That's why.
Yeah. That's when I was making a lot of money in my career. I could afford the fancy cheese. All right, here we go. First one, you guys chime in. Philly cheesesteak or a Supreme pizza? Who wins in a food fight and why? Philly cheesesteak.
A Philly cheesesteak is thick. It's a unit, you know.
Is it a sandwich?
Yes.
Than that.
But I don't know because the pizza is very aerodynamic. It could like whip it like a disc.
If it's hot out of the oven, the pizza will definitely get you more.
Yeah, and also pizza can sometimes be floppy. I'm going with the cheesesteak.
The sandwich is heavier. It's going to hurt you more if it hits you in the face.
Yeah, it's a unit.
Okay, what about this? How about a pineapple or a coconut?
Oh,
look at you. Right out the door, pork chops like pine.
Well, it's got coconut. The pricklies. The pineapple has the little pricklies. Those
and the things on the top. That
coconut.
Those leaves.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying coconut.
Why coconut. A coconut?
Because coconuts, I don't think you guys understand. They are so hard. I found a natural like coconut in the wild when I was like sailing around the Caribbean, like in March. And it took
get
me.
Get back. It's a wild coconut.
She's like Donnie.
Yep.
And I'm not joking. It took me 4 hours to get that sucker open.
Hours. But a pineapple, does it weigh more than a coconut? Is it heavier?
I would say a juicy pineapple could weigh more than a coconut.
Yeah, but not by much.
These are deep thinking thought questions. Let me ask you one more. Do I want to do that one? Do you want to do a fast food? Let's see. Okay, how about this? Who would win? Let's do a fast food like icon. Big Mac or a Whopper? Ooh. Who would win in a food fight and why?
Whopper.
Why?
Because the beef is more ounces in a Whopper. Like the meat patty.
It's weightier?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's like 9 ounces and McDonald's, they use like 3 3-ounce ones. So that's like 9 ounces.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't measure my food. I just shove it into my mouth.
I used to work at McDonald's.
So I haven't had either one of these things, and I can't even really tell you what's on them or what they look like. But going by the name, I'm going to say the Whopper because that sounds like a wrestling name.
That's good. All right. That's fair.
Liv's like, I like the color, or I like the team because of the color.
You can chime in at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let us know who you think would win in those fights, or maybe give us some scenarios and we can tweet back at you. It's at Joe and Alex Show.
I got a coconut right here. Liv, think fast.
Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. An Oregon man gave his RV to a woman and her 3 kids after she lost her home in those California wildfires. It's so nice to see people doing amazing things. The man who owns his own bar and several people came, they're on their way to volunteer in California. He gave one of the volunteers his number and said, if they found anyone who could use his RV, hey, call me. Well, guess what? A few days later, he received a call and was told about a woman who needed an RV for her and her 3 kids. He said people in the community filled the RV with donations to hand out when he got to California. So that is incredible.
That is so, so precious.
A 73-year-old Vietnam vet, his name's Stanley, passed away in Omaha, Nebraska last Sunday. And nobody, this is so sad, could locate any of his family in the area. So the local newspaper there ran a one-line announcement that said anyone who wanted to go to his funeral was welcome to attend. Well, here's the power of radio. A local radio host also talked about it on the show and said he was going to go and encouraged his listeners to join him. Well, no one got the exact head count, but guys, there was at least 400 people there. And one estimate said it's more like 1,500. The chaplain at the ceremony said, this is the first time in the cemetery history that he's ever seen a crowd that big.
That's awesome.
Oh, so that's so sweet.
This person that served our country had no family, but everybody was there. It was just incredible. And the photo is really powerful. I'm going to post it up on the Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com so you can see that. Now I know why my wife was asking me a bunch of questions last night about, hey, do you like pajamas? I just saw this information. Taco Bell is rolling out a holiday apparel collection. The wearables include knit sweaters, PJs, t-shirts, socks, and onesies. The clothes come in Taco Bell's, colors, orange, red, and yellow. You can also get them in a fun Taco Bell sauce packet.
I thought Taco Bell colors were like yellow and purple.
I think that's traditional, but now they're getting like new flavor. You know what I mean? Like how we have a new Joe and Alex Show logo. You got to keep it fresh.
Would you wear those? Do you wear pajamas? Because you don't sleep in pajamas.
I sleep naked. I think that's the best way because your body naturally can cool out. I wouldn't sleep in pajamas if my wife got them for me, even though I told her I didn't want them. Maybe I do now. But I might lounge around on a Saturday or Sunday around home just, doing my thing. But even when I'm at home, I like to be naked.
Ugh.
It's natural.
Your poor wife. No, I'm just kidding.
Kidding me? My lucky neighbors, they get to see it all. And let's see here. Finally, according to a new survey, 85% of people say they aren't in their dream job. Two-thirds don't think they'll ever be in their dream job. Now, I'm not trying to bring you down, but let me give you some of the dream jobs here. They say a writer, an entrepreneur, property developer, an actor or an actress, author, business person, maybe somebody that owns a hotel or a bed and breakfast. Another thing was being a doctor or just some kind of medical job, environmental, and finally, anything in the financial sector. They say that would be their dream job, these people that were surveyed. Let me ask you this, and maybe you are in it right now, but if you weren't doing radio, what would your dream job be? Alex, what would you love to be doing?
Like writing cartoons.
Okay.
Like coming up with concepts for cartoons for like Nickelodeon.
Now, would you want to voice them? Because you're always doing weird voices behind the scenes here. It's kind of scary sometimes.
I would want to voice one. That would be my ultimate dream. I just feel like maybe I'm not good enough for that.
Are you joking? Come on.
I'm not good at like acting, but I'm good at writing.
Your Minion voice, like, it makes me so happy.
So that's what I would want to do.
All right. Pork Chop, the producer of the show here. What would you want to do?
I think I'd be a really good commercial writer. Like writing commercials?
Interesting.
Not like TV commercials, like writing scripts and producing, and I feel like you guys think that's dumb.
Riveting.
Okay, I don't think it's dumb. I don't know. I'm shocked.
No, like, okay, I could give an example. Do you remember the Doritos Super Bowl halftime commercial thing?
Oh, yeah. Not this again. God.
No, I told you this off the air. I don't think I've told anyone else.
I think it should be off air. Go ahead.
Really?
No, I wouldn't know. I want to know.
Okay.
Come on.
So I submitted for this like 7 years ago, and my video was actually one of the top 20. It hit like 11th highest rated in the world.
What?
Whoa.
Right? And so, anyways, my commercial, so it didn't make number one. I didn't win $1 million. But 7 years later, this month, Pepsi made a commercial just like mine.
No way.
I swear, you know what? I can't wait to show you. I'm going to show you the videos right when we're off the mics here. It's ridiculous. My video was so good. Mine was for Doritos. And then Pepsi went and made theirs. And that's owned by Frito-Lay, the same company.
Ooh, well, let's put them up. But let's put the swipe up link on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show so people can watch them and compare the two to see if they ripped your idea off, okay?
Perfect. And listen to me. I have no doubt in my mind that they ripped my idea.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
Like I said, I didn't want to go down that wormhole, but hey.
Wow.
I get so mad. Every time I see that darn commercial on TV, I'm like, that's mine.
Live the web, girl.
Yeah. So my dream career would probably be like a loser from a bachelorette season.
A loser?
Yeah, someone who loses and like doesn't actually end up having to like marry or like be engaged to the guy, but like then becomes like a social influencer.
Right, I was gonna say you want to be a social influencer.
Dream job, but I want to be a part of the bachelorette crew. You know,
you just want clout.
For sure. Clout all day. My dream job is clout. There it is.
Okay. Well, good luck with your dreams there. For me, I think I would want to be a police officer.
What?
A teacher.
What?
What?
Or a first responder.
No.
You need to shut up.
No.
I do not even believe this.
No.
I can't see you in any of these jobs.
You would be a food critic.
I am. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you'd be a competitive eater.
Alex would be a food critic. Alex would be the food critic. Ugh, this isn't. No, it's not a nugget.
She
this is terrible.
Try it.
That's true. I'm too picky of an
eater. First of all, my family, like I'm originally from Michigan. My family is everything from county sheriffs to state police. Uh-huh. I have a majority of family members that serve in the law enforcement community or local municipalities. They're all involved with that.
I'm so surprised.
So you have
the most shocking dream job, I think.
And I love teaching people. I try to teach Liv, but she doesn't learn.
But you're not patient. That's why I'm like, you struggle with patience like I do. We are both similar in that. And I am shocked that you'd want to be a teacher. I feel like you'd be like, everyone's on my nerves.
I think the best teacher on the show would be Pork Chop.
I do too.
Oh, for sure.
He's just warm.
Now, Alex, to be fair, I don't think you're fully grasping because I didn't say what would I be a dream job and be good at. I just said I'd like to do it. I'd be the teacher, like the one that fought the kid in California. Like, I'd get tired of the kid.
I could see you punch
the little kid in the face, like, shut up.
I could see you in finance helping people budget because you are so strategic and stuff with saving money.
Anytime anyone would come to them with their finances, he would get so stressed out
and
so angry that he's like, you spent what on groceries?
Save it.
That's actually what other people thinking right there. All right. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com. It's Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Maybe we finally have an explanation to why mainly Liv the Web Girl, but also Alex constantly complain about how cold they are. It's hot. It's cold. It's hot. It's cold. You know, all I have to say.
What about your thermostat?
You know what I mean? Who's doing that? Who's adjusting the temp?
What about your thermostat?
Well, check this out. There's a list, and this is why Liv and anybody else might be always cold, because I'm always hearing every day that they're so, so cold. You might have an underactive thyroid. Did you know that? Yeah, they're saying you might have that. It'll zap your energy. Liv's always tired. She just went out of the room to go make a coffee, and it makes you gain weight. But the thyroid also helps you regulate your body temperature, so when your metabolism is slow, it can make you feel cold all the time.
Dude, you know, I just had thyroid surgery.
I did not know that. I know you had surgery. I didn't know what the surgery was.
Yeah, I actually had I had three hyperactive parathyroids, so they had to remove three of those.
And what does that mean? Like, what do they do to you?
The parathyroids regulate calcium in your body, but they were so they're mixed into your thyroid, right? So since they were so bad and they were really mixed into my thyroid bad, the surgeon had to take out half of my thyroid.
But the reason you had to have the surgery was because you had some calcium issues, and so your bones were turning into soup?
Pretty much. Actually, no, vice versa. I had two. Yeah. No, you're right. My bones were, they thought I had osteoporosis.
Oh, so your bones are getting brittle. Your bones weren't getting hard.
So, right.
I called that.
I had a bone density scan, and I was the youngest, she's ever done a bone density scan on, and she said, my bones were still okay, thank God.
Wow, that's interesting.
All right, make sure you don't push pork chop down. He may not be able to get up.
Oh, no.
My heel!
You might be anemic, and this could be another reason why you're always cold. Not having enough iron or B12 in your body can make you anemic, which makes you feel cold. Other symptoms include fatigue, lightheadedness, rapid heart rate, and shortness.
I know for a fact when I was a child, I was anemic. And
really?
Yep, I had to get my finger pricked all the time. And then as far as thyroid issues, I've been told I probably do have thyroid issues,
really?
I've never been officially checked.
Okay, Liv and the Web Girl, Liv the Web Girl is back. She went to go run and grab some coffee. Liv, we're talking about why people are always cold, especially you, and we're given different reasons. The first two that we just went over.
Especially, Liv, especially.
Yeah, pretty much you. The first two reasons were an underactive thyroid. Another one was that you might be anemic. And the third one is you're getting older. Your body's ability to conserve heat starts declining around age 60. Are you near 60?
No, I'm nowhere near close, and I'm offended you even asked.
Okay.
I'm the old girl.
I'm an old girl. That's cold all the time. What about this? Another thing could be why you're always cold, Liv. You have poor circulation.
See, I don't know. I'm definitely not anemic because I show all of the signs to be anemic, and I don't eat red meat a lot. But I've been checked a billion times, and I'm not anemic, so it doesn't make any sense. And I definitely don't have a thyroid problem. And
how do you know?
I just don't know what that is.
I didn't know I had a thyroid problem.
She doesn't know what it is, so she doesn't have it.
She's like, I don't. Yeah, my thighs look fine.
Are you always tired?
I have a thigh gap.
I mean, I'm literally always tired.
Okay, that could be a symptom of a thyroid problem. Are you always cold?
I'm always
cold. That's a symptom of a thyroid
problem.
Here's
the thing, though. I am tired because, I went to bed at midnight last night and, had to wake up at, 4. So I think that's more of the reason why I'm tired all the time.
I think you need to WebMD.
Maybe, probably.
Yeah, something will be killing you. And the last two here, which I think you're a dead ringer for, Liv, why you're always cold, you have anxiety. Studies have found that people with anxiety tend to feel colder than other people. Basically, it's because your brain gets sidetracked when you're anxious and nervous, and then you can't regulate your body temperature as well.
No. Then why are you always hot?
Good point.
These are all possible symptoms.
All three of us worry and have anxiety at times, I think.
For sure. Wait, so it was just anxiety, and was there one more?
There's one more. And this is one thing that, as far as I know, you are, even though we've had multiple reports saying otherwise. You're a woman.
Yes, I am a woman. So I guess, honestly,
a little slow to agree to that.
No, I am. I had to figure out what you said. But... I think all of those factors might contribute because I'm literally always cold. I'm sometimes even cold when Alex isn't cold.
Which is really weird. Testosterone can dull the sensitivity to one of the main cold receptors. Hey, I'm a man, baby. That's why I'm not cold. So guys are less likely to feel the cold. So ladies, that's why. Don't get mad at us guys when we're like looking at you like,
what about your thermostat?
You know, that was all you right there. So Liv, I hope you get your body temperature regulated and get it all figured out. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and as Alex likes to say, hold on to your butt, because this is insane. This story coming out of New York. You want me to say this story, Alex? Or, yeah, go ahead, share it.
So yesterday, a family mystery got solved after decades of them not having any idea what had happened to their dad. This dad in New York State went missing in 1961 without a trace, vanished out of thin air.
What, like a deadbeat dad is leaving?
That's what their mom said. And now his grown children might actually have answers because the family found human remains when they were digging in their basement.
Huh?
So this guy named Michael Carroll says when he was a baby, like only a couple months old, his dad, George Carroll, who was a Korean War veteran, just disappeared. And since then, there's been weird stuff that goes on in their house. Like they see ghosts, there's mysterious activity, all kinds of stuff. And the family and the police had always heard a rumor that their dad was buried in the basement. And so a few months ago, they were like, you know what? We're just going to look into this. Like, you know, it's probably one of those things where neighborhood kids are like, ooh, old Mr. Carroll, his ghost haunts the basement of that house, you know. But they were like, well, why don't we actually check it out after all the, you know, after all these years? Michael Carroll then recently hired a ground-penetrating radar expert to check under his house because he still lives in this house that he grew up in. And sure enough, family members start digging where this expert flagged. They were like, ooh, there's some like weird activity, or we can tell that like there's a hole here under all this. So like keep digging further. And that's where they found bones 5 feet under concrete.
Wait,
in their basement.
Wait, they found bones?
Yes. And this guy, Michael Carroll, says, I will be surprised if this isn't my dad. They're waiting for DNA confirmation, but he's, you know, feeling really good about it. And he says, otherwise, I mean, he does feel crappy that his dad's, like, been in this hole under their basement for all this time. But now they want to know who killed him. And so he is kind of thinking, like, there was a lot of marital strife in his parents' breakup. I guess they had been going through some stuff when he was a baby, like, right after this guy was born.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of wondering if their mom had something to do with it. But the mom died 20 years ago. And so they, you know, the mom is already dead. So if she killed him or had somebody kill him and then had him buried in their basement, their dad's body was in their basement like that underneath of them their entire lives. And they were living with their mother who killed their dad.
Okay, that is messed up. What do you guys think around the room actually happened here? Do we actually think that the mom had the dad whacked, like she had him killed, and then when they were doing construction in the basement, just buried him? Or do you think somebody else killed him? I mean, it had to have been the mom, right? It had to have been the mom.
I'd have to see this mom.
The like, mom told them, oh, your dad just left. Your dad left us their whole lives. So to me, that's suspicious. Did orchestrate this.
But you know, I agree with you, but let's do the other side of it. What if, like, she just was trying to protect her kids because really their father was a deadbeat dad and she thought that he took off and left?
Good point.
Like, maybe she didn't know that he was killed.
It is so statistically impossible that this guy would be murdered and then buried in his own house if it wasn't a family member that had killed him. You know, if he was murdered by somebody else, his body wouldn't be in the basement. Now, this will get real interesting if the bones after the DNA test do not end up matching the dad. If they are somebody else's bones completely, then that is going to be interesting. But if it is
I'm
the dad, it has to have been the mom.
It has to be the dad. If it's just some random person, I'm not as interested.
But if it's a random person that killed the dad, they're not going to go into that guy's house to bury him. You know what I mean? It's going to have been the mom. There's no other way.
Maybe another M. Maybe the mob's involved.
So when we find out, it was in New York State. When we find out the details of this case and we get more updates, I'll update you at this time whenever we find out.
All right. Ooh. I think it might have been the mom, though. If I had to pick something,
I think it's the mom.
I'd say it's the mom.
I think it's the mom.
I'll put a poll up on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Who do you think? Was it a stranger that killed the dad and it's not going to end up being his body? Or did the mom kill the dad and bury him in their own house?
The mystery continues here on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
A Catholic exorcist is calling Celine Dion's new gender-neutral kids' clothing line satanic.
What?
The exorcist from the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, said that erasing gender differences, even in children's clothing, is the ploy of the devil himself. He said the devil is going after children by confusing gender. When a child is born, what is the first thing we say about that child? It's a boy or a girl. That is the most natural thing in the world to say. The collection that Celine came out with, called Celine New New New, includes t-shirts, pants, leggings, sweatshirts, and even a leather jacket that can be worn by any child regardless of gender. The commercial for this line is getting so much speculation around it because the commercial is like all these kids, it's very satanic. The commercial is like black and white. The kids are all wrapped in black cloaks. It's super weird. There's like all these demonic cows and stuff in it. It's very weird. So I honestly kind of side with the priest, exorcist, or whatever.
Well, hold on. Here's a clip from the commercial.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
Yeah, that's probably something's going on there. Okay.
As the Duke and Duchess of Sussex prepare to welcome their first child, sources say that George and Amal Clooney will be the new royal baby's godparents. While George and Harry's relationship spans years, Amal and Meghan also share a longstanding friendship. An insider adds that George has told a couple of people that he has a strong hunch that they'll be among the couples asked to form such an important role in their little one's life. Prince Harry and Meghan will welcome their first child next year.
The baby is born.
Matt Lauer is still married but dating several women. The former Today Show host and estranged wife, Annette Roque, are getting divorced after it was revealed that he cheated on her with female staff at NBC, which of course led to his ousting or whatever at the network. Sources say Lauer was or is casually dating several ladies in the Hamptons, including a woman in her 20s.
Get it, Playboy.
The sources add that his ex-wife is thrilled that he's dating because she wants to be done with
him. Yeah, she wants that payout. Show me the money.
And Taylor Swift has been named Twitter's most influential user of 2018, even though she only tweeted 13 times this year. Now, that is significant if you are a Taylor Swift fan, because everything she does is in 13. That's her favorite number. It's her lucky number.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting that she got most influential when she is just only tweeting 13 times. So a social media analysis company released their annual list of Twitter's top influencers, and Taylor came out on top of the women's list, receiving an influencer score of 98 out of 100. Katy Perry landed at second place with 96 points ahead of Kim Kardashian, Demi Lovato, and Ellen DeGeneres. On the men's list, Liam Payne was named the most influential tweeter. I would not have guessed that.
Me neither.
I wouldn't have at all.
I would assume like The Rock or something would be there. He's been killing it. No, The Rock is doing huge. Like on Instagram, he kills it.
Well, Liam Payne was number one. He barely beat President Donald Trump, Justin Bieber, and Barack Obama.
Okay, I forgot about President Trump for a second. He has to be number one.
Speaking of the president, coming up in less than an hour, Stormy Daniels dropped a bomb yesterday. This is crazy.
All right, we'll find out about that coming up. Thank you so much, Alex. Hey, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, do you guys remember Tanya from last week? This is her.
So I've been homeless by choice for the last 10 years. I had the total American dream. Country club life, Mercedes, really rich, wonderful husband, two beautiful baby daughters. They are 3 years old and 6 years old. I just had such guilt and such turmoil about and having the life I had, and I was completely out of touch with how the rest of the world lived. So I had this epiphany that I had to go among the homeless to see what it was like, to find out how they lived, and maybe find out how I can help them. I have been on the road 10 years.
Yeah, she went and did that for 10 years. She mentioned she had a 3- and 6-year-old daughter. Well, she also told us last week that, hey, I think I'm going to go to my family's house, like my husband's house, for Thanksgiving and just kind of show up out of the blue.
Yeah. So she actually did that, and we're going to talk to her next and find out how it went.
All right, it's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and I can't make this stuff up, guys. We have got Tanya on the phone. Tanya, welcome back. to the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Now, let's give a brief recap, and we'll try to see if we miss anything. You can fill us in the details. But Tanya was on the show last week, just getting ready before the holiday for Thanksgiving. She said that, hey, you know what? I've been gone for 10 years because I kind of grew up with money and opportunity, and I just see all these homeless people and different people in my community back in the day. I'm like, I wonder what it's like if I can help them. I wonder what it's like going through their shoes and what they do. So she left her family. She had at the time a 6-year-old and 3-year-old daughter and a husband. So she had like a, you know, a family, and pretty much went out. Where'd you go, to the West Coast? I think you said you went out to the West Coast.
Well, I started off at home and then kind of, you know, went with the wind, and I ended up in Portland, Oregon for a couple of years because they kind of were chill out there about homeless people, and then decided it was time to come home and started working my way back home.
So then you called in last week and shared all that with us. And then the real thing that we thought was kind of the bombshell or the thing, like, what? You're like, well, I'm back home now, and I'm going to surprise my family, which is, if your daughter was 3 and 6, they'd be, what, 13 and 16?
13 and 16, yeah.
Plus your husband. Like, I'm going to show up at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Am I missing anything here?
No, that's
you
it.
You got it.
So what you happened? It. You showed up?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there was nothing as scary on the street as showing up at that door at noon on Thanksgiving Day. Holy moly, but Caitlin, my 13-year-old, answered the door. It was a little heartbreaking because she had no idea who I was, and I said, baby girl, it's mommy. It's mommy, I'm home, and she just, her eyes lit up, and she started crying, and then Jerry came to the door to see why she was crying, and he's like, what the hell? And it was, there was a little bit of strangeness, a lot of strangeness. Who am I kidding? He was, he kind of lost it. He was in shock, you know. He was half crying and half yelling and half smiling, and I mean, just all these things. And he said, you broke my heart, and you just, like, went, and I didn't think you were really going to do it, and now you just show up, and... So I was like, well, I came back, and, you know, I always said I was going to come back, and now I'm back. And so that was, you know, so dinner was postponed for a little bit, but, you know, so.
What about the older daughter? How did she react, the 16-year-old now?
Jennifer was, you know, you kind of called that one last week. She was kind of icy. She was, you know, kind of reserved and a little standoffish. She just, I think, it kind of in shock, you know, but...
What did you bring them for gifts? Because you said you wanted to bring them presents. Yeah. You thought it would smooth it over.
Yeah. Well, some people had mentioned, like, makeup stuff, so I brought some little makeup kits and some Chick-fil-A gift cards because girls like to hang out at the mall and go out and meet with friends. So.
Okay.
So I brought just a little something.
So that's interesting. So then, I mean, so you have dinner, and I mean, how did everything end up?
No. Didn't stay for dinner because, okay, plot twist. So, all right, so we expected, and we talked about that with the listeners and you guys last week, that we knew it was going to be weird, right? Mm-hmm. We knew it was going to be, you know, heartache and strangeness and, you know, a little bit of anger, got all that, you know. But then what I didn't expect was walking in the kitchen, and I think I told you that last week that the one friend I had, my friend Trish, that I'd been in touch with this whole time, and she kept me up to date on how Jerry and the kids were doing when I was homeless, and never stopped to think in 10 years how she always knew exactly how they were doing and what the girls were up to. She's been dating Jerry for 6.5 friggin' years. She was in the kitchen. She was in my kitchen when I came home.
Was her face shocked?
Oh, well, she knew I was showing up. I don't get that. She knew I was coming. She knew I talked to you guys. And she was like, you didn't. You didn't went on the radio. I'm like, yeah, I went on the radio. So she knew. So I think she was trying to make it come to a head now that I'm back home. I don't think she ever thought I was going to actually come back home and then... She was going to be finders, keepers, losers, sweepers. I got Jerry and her girls. So,
oh, wow. So she was like establishing dominance, like when a dog goes to the bathroom somewhere. She's is my house.
To put it pretty crassly, she was peeing all over the corners of my house. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So she was living there now, or she's just dating your husband?
Well, I think, because I was staying with her in her apartment, right? But
okay.
Her apartment looked kind of sparse. Which now I understand why her apartment looked kind of sparse. So she was keeping her apartment, but
right,
I mean,
now, okay.
Like it was her stuff in the bathroom and like towels, you know, in the kitchen towels. there's no way that Jerry would buy a kitchen towel that said kiss the cook. That came from her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most guys wouldn't be like, oh, man, I love this new kiss the cook thing.
But, Tanya, yeah. You cannot be as... Man, it's like in a normal circumstance.
She stabbed me in the back like 10 years. She kept me in the loop. You know, I mean, it's, what kind of friend does that?
This isn't her fault. I mean, in a normal, like I'm saying, in a normal circumstance, this would be crappy that your best friend got with your husband. But you chose to leave your family. You ditched
them. No, I get that. I get that. That, like, you know, I walked away, you know, but I had to do the thing. It was, like, huge. I had to do this. It was, like, this calling I had. That's the only thing I can relate it to. It's like a religious calling. I had to go out and see what it was like to be on the streets. Because, you know, people last week, you know, some of your other listeners were saying, oh, just do it for a weekend. Well, that's playing. That's play acting. That's not real. I did real.
Tanya,
you know?
Hang on. We're getting phone calls right now. And if you would like to join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. 833-563-2539. Courtney, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you're also on with Tanya. What do you want to say, Courtney?
I just want to say it's not your house anymore. You walked away from your family, and those girls needed somebody to be in their life, and you weren't there. So tough titties to you, lady.
Well, okay, wow. No, she's just being real. I kind of get that, but at the same time, all right, you want to be with my man? Have the nerve to tell me.
I mean, she doesn't have to tell you. She doesn't have to tell you because it's not your man anymore. You walked away. You left. That was your choice, and he's free to do whatever because you obviously didn't care enough to be there.
It's still her kids, though, right?
I mean, if they want her to be, but, I mean, if I was her kids, I wouldn't want anything to do with her. So
it's kind of like finders keepers here?
Kind of, yeah.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call 833-JOE-ALEX.
All right, we'll take more of your calls next here on the Joe and Alex Show. Tanya, hang on. We'll talk to you next. Your good friend Tanya is now kind of replacing you.
Correction there, my ex-good friend.
Oh, ex. Okay, so it's over now.
Oh, yeah. No, she's a backstabber.
Oh, you think it's wrong what she did then? Okay, let's get to some social media. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram?
Jared said, it is appalling. After 10 years, this woman abandons her children and her life and comes back in surprise that all these changes have happened. Play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You walked away from your family. Whatever you come back to is on you. Then Shelby said, what did she think was going to happen? Did she think it was going to be rainbows and unicorns? Reality check. And then Trina says, obviously, this woman was never your friend. She was waiting for an opportunity to take your man.
All right, let's go to the phone calls this morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Andy, you're on with us and Tanya. What do you think about her situation?
Well, personally, I think that, you know, she's at fault for it. You know, she's going to have to deal with it because that's like me telling you, I'm going to drop my two kids and go live a homeless life. That's walking out of your kid's life. What kind of parent, if you really care about your kids, are going to do that? You're going to want to be there for
them. Well, because it was something bigger. It was something I think that I can teach them and not just them, but bring this insight.
That's you abandoning your kids. And I'm sorry, but if that's your best friend, then your best friend wouldn't have done that. But instead, she stepped up and decided to be a mother to your kids that you walked out on.
I'm trying to see Tanya's side here, Andy. What about this, though? Because Tanya's brought up multiple times, not in a braggy way, but her kids may not have had her in their life for 10 years, but they were financially stable. They didn't go without food and clothing and shelter, which is, I guess, when I think of abandoning, I think you're struggling to get by. You're barely able to pay the bills. Yeah. You have, like, old ready clothing.
It's emotional abandonment.
Emotional abandonment, yeah. The thing is if she wants to have a relationship with her kids, she's just going to have to realize that, unfortunately, she walked out and that's what they see.
I know I'm going to have to rebuild that bridge, and I was anticipating that.
And you're
going
to have to deal with, honestly, part of them is that girl, they're going to look to her now as a mom. They're going to see you as, yeah, you're my mom, you gave me birth, but you walked out on me.
Tanya, what about this? And I don't agree with what you did. I will straight up tell you that to your face, you know, seemingly at least over the phone. But you were or are married, right? So legally, doesn't Tanya have a right to kick this woman out and be like, dude, this is my husband. Technically, even though it doesn't, you know, probably feel like for him that he's her husband, they never got a divorce.
Who's paying the bills? Right. Like, whose house is it? I mean, have you been paying the mortgage for 10 years?
No, obviously.
Okay, well, I don't know what your husband did, but it sounds like all that stuff would be his now. So I don't think she can, like, legally do anything. Let's go to take another phone call. We've got Keenan on here, and this might be the only person, but Tanya, I think Keenan is actually on your side. Hey, Keenan, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, how's it going, Joe and Alex?
Good.
Good to be here.
Hey, thanks for being on, man.
Yeah, I was listening to it last week, and I wanted to call in, but the phone lines are just too busy. I know your listeners are a pretty big crowd. Tanya, just pertaining to this situation, and just even touching on a little bit from last week, I imagine it would be really tough to leave children if you feel like you had a bigger calling on your life. Then I don't think that's for anybody to say whether you did or didn't. You know, in history, yeah, there's been some sacrifices that has to been made, I'm sure. And if you felt like it was a sacrifice, then okay, in terms of you coming home and finding this, I definitely think it's a rude awakening. I definitely feel like you can feel like you're, you know, betrayed and backstabbed by your best friend or ex-best friend. Because I would expect my husband or my wife to go down to the, you know, grocery store and meet somebody, or maybe meet somebody that they've been, you know, somebody else that they've been running into for 10 years, not my best friend.
So what you're saying is, even though Tanya crossed a line by leaving, her husband and friend crossed a line as well. So they're kind of both, it's fair game at this point. They both did some wrong stuff.
Well, I can't honestly say wrong or right. I mean, I've felt what Tanya's felt in other areas of my life about a higher calling. Just some of us never really.
Nobody acts on that. We all think about stuff, but we never act on it.
Absolutely. And the result of our actions, I mean, I do believe sometimes there are things bigger than what we actually see and feel, you know, just every day. But, you know, I guess my best friend would just throw me off. If it was my best friend that's been telling me, all right, man, your wife's doing good, kids, they're doing this, they're doing this. And I just wouldn't expect that. I would expect him to be like, listen, man, you know, I've been around so long, like we kind of started to hit it off. I accidentally kissed yesterday, that's if we're best friends. If we're not,
it's like a tag team partnership. It's like, I got this, Keenan. Don't worry, I'm in there.
Are there more people that agree that it was a little bit shady, that it's fair for Tanya to be thrown off, even though she chose to leave for 10 years, that her husband and best friend are now living together?
And I know I'm going to get crap, Tanya, for kind of siding with you, but let me say this. Would it not be totally different? Like, oh, how could they, if it was flip-flopped and the guy was on the road and then she hooked up with, like, his best friend?
Sure. For sure. It's like everything else in this world. If a woman does it, she's a slut. She's a this, she's a that. If a guy does it, oh, he's the boss man. He's in charge.
Yeah, like, way to go, bro. Okay, Tanya, I'm kind of starting to see your side right now. Haley, you're on the Joe and Alex show with Tanya and us. What do you think about the situation?
So I just want to say that, Tanya, I don't want to be completely negative. What you did, you had a big heart doing it. But as a parent, we all have dreams, and our dreams kind of get put on hold when we're moms. And being homeless is horrible, but growing up without a mother is probably, I mean, as a kid, you don't know what it's like to be homeless if you're not.
That
you don't have your mother. And I think I got both of it. I was homeless with my mom growing up, and then my dad took me, and I was financially stable, but I didn't have my mom. And I can honestly say not having my mom hurt me worse.
Wow. Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Haley. We certainly appreciate it. I mean, it's interesting to see a lot more people are coming to Tanya's side than I think any of us suspected, Alex. It's interesting.
Absolutely. This is just a crazy story that, I mean, the layers to this are like, you know, more than an onion. So
truth is stranger than fiction, baby.
Yeah, it is, Tanya.
I kind of want to find out what happens over the Christmas holiday.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, so for real quick, Tanya, are you planning to keep trying to pursue?
No, I'm back here and I'm living with my cousin now and trying to figure out how to mend fences, and the girls know that I'm back in their lives and you know, working my way slowly. I'm not going to shove my way into their face. I respect their, you know, emotions and work my way slowly to get back, you know, into their lives full time. But I really don't know what the hell to do with Jerry and Trish. It's just, that's just a mind. Well, I was going to say a bad word, but that's just, you know, that's a,
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. That's a pickle right there.
When you walked into the kitchen, your friend should have looked at you and said, I'm the mom now. I'm the captain now.
Hey, Jerry, Tanya. Hey, thanks for calling in here to the Joe and Alex Show. We really do appreciate it. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, producer Porkchop. Man, he's on a roll lately with just awkward things. And apparently he had a very embarrassing moment yesterday. You're going to share it with us?
I guess.
Good.
I could use some advice. So.
All right, cool. Give us about 3 minutes. We'll play it after Ariana Grande. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And producer Porkchop, he's a cool dude. He really is. But he's also a very awkward person. And we've seen that firsthand. But we did not see what happened with you. You said, God, all I am is living embarrassing moment day after day. What do you do now?
Yeah, I know. I can't even go back to my boyfriend's aunt's house where I'm staying at because this is so embarrassing.
Now you're staying with her for like a month or so till you get an apartment?
Yeah, well, first let me say this. I am one of the most understanding people. Like, I when it comes to gossip, I don't, you know, I'm always the last one to know because I just don't care. When it comes to people's personal stuff, I just kind of leave it, you know, like I don't care.
For the record, I'm the complete opposite.
I see. I was going to say, you're
the opposite of what Alex is doing.
Yeah, I'm just like completely, you know, laid back and out of the way. But, so I'm new to town. I've only, you know, lived here for a month and I was living downtown in a temporary apartment just for 30 days. So I found a place to live, but it's not ready until December 21st. So thank God my boyfriend's aunt lives here. So I'm moving in with her for 30 days. And this is only day two that I've been in her house.
Uh-oh.
So,
Sounds like a TLC show, by the way, like 30-day mother-in-law.
And, like, I really don't know her that well.
Aunt-in-law.
I don't know her that well, but have you ever been to, like, you go shopping at a furniture store, right? And you see, like, the nice mattress. Like, you have to try it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm at her house. I walk in the front door. I look down the hallway. And, like, her door's open and her bed just looks so comfortable and so, like, really expensive, like Tempur-Pedic. And I was like, oh man, I just want to, like, try to go in there and see how it feels.
Oh, no.
Now, working in morning radio, we get out around, you know, 11-ish. So I got home at noon and she was gone at work. So it's just me home alone. So I was like, okay, I just want to try to just see what her bed feels like. But before I even get in the bed, I look over and her closet's open and there's, I don't know what it was, but some sort of like Halloween costume or something. It was like a cow or a goat head.
What?
And
why is this guy going into her closet?
Of it? Trust me, that's not me. But I mean, if you saw this thing, wouldn't you? So I didn't really want to touch it because I didn't want to break it. But I was like, my gosh, if I could just get a... Oh, I have a picture. I have a picture. I can't wait to show you. Because I took a selfie with this, like, goat head. So anyways...
What?
Yeah.
Why does she have a goat head?
I'll show you when the mics go off. But anyways, so I just took a selfie with it. I'm still wearing the goat head. I climbed in bed. No big deal.
Wait, you're in the costume.
In the costume.
Like a cow goat thing?
Yes.
And you got in the bed.
Yes. I just wanted to, you know, real quick. So I get in, pull up the covers, and what do I hear? Door unlocking. She came home on a lunch break, and since her hallway, like when you get in the hallway, the door's right there. It was open. She sees me in her bed in a cow goat costume. Hold on. I've got the picture. Liv, Joe, Alex, look.
What the hell is wrong with you?
So,
oh my God! Is that like a furry costume people dress up as?
Maybe, I don't know. It's a furry.
You're like, you know what? You're the Joe and Alex Show version of Goldilocks here.
I'm putting it on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Yes.
See, but she. Okay. The thing is, she listens to the show.
I'm crying.
And we have not talked since. She didn't even have her lunch break. She left, and I was just in her bed. I made it back, and I put it away. I didn't damage it, but...
Wait, you went under the covers?
Yes.
Wait, describe what you look like in this costume in the bed.
I don't know. It's like a half... I gotta pull the picture up again. It's like half goat, It's like white and black.
It looks like an evil cow to me.
Two horns. It's got like paws, like furry paws or something.
Hooves.
Yeah. Like I set it up in like just little timer thing on the shelf. And that I don't know.
So wait, but what I'm saying is though, when she walked in and sees you in her bed, what did you look like in there?
I was tucked up in her covers. Like, I mean, and it's a really nice bed.
You think maybe she wouldn't see if you went far enough, just the head sticking out?
Just the head was sticking out?
Yes. And that's, maybe she, no, I was going to say maybe she didn't see me, but no, she definitely, yeah, because she turned around and left and went back to work and didn't come back, and I didn't see her the rest of the day. I took a nap at like 5 o'clock yesterday, and she comes home at 5. I didn't see her since, and I don't know. Like, what is it weird? Do you think,
Is it weird?
Should you say something to her or just ignore it? I think you don't say anything, you ignore
it. No, listen, just because you handle your life that way, it's time to address things that are weird. You were in her bed. Thank God you had clothes on, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you're in her bed under the sheets, which is really personal, and you're wearing a cow/goat head.
Maybe that's all she saw. Maybe she just saw the goat head and got scared and like went out.
And I just want to know, why is she wearing this cow goat head? Like, what is it for?
I don't know.
I'm literally going to pee my pants.
I thought it was a Halloween costume, but I don't know. I can't go back there.
No, you can't. And you're not going to stay with me not knowing that. Who knows what you'll find in my place? God.
I'm crying. Oh my God, you got to see this picture.
At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Go follow us right now and tag your friends too so they can all laugh at producer. Alex is legit crying right now. Are you going to be okay? She's trying to say it's the funniest thing.
I'm so embarrassed. Am I red right now?
I'm embarrassed for you.
What should he do?
I hope she's not listening.
I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up, okay?
Yeah, what's
you,
next?
You just go, you get a tissue.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Oh, okay. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, don't be ashamed by it, but what did you do once for the money? The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
She can't even talk. Head on the street. The street corner to make money.
Oh my gosh.
You wore the costume.
She just texted me. I don't think I could read the text on the air, though.
What?
What is a furry?
No!
Oh, God, no. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What did you do? Maybe you did it one time. Maybe you do it every year. But what'd you do to make extra money? Some extra holiday cash or just, you know, get that cheddar in your pocket. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Kelsey, kicking it off here on the Joe and Alex Show. Thanks for calling in. What did you do to make some extra money?
So I used to work at Hooters downtown.
Okay.
And this guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, my friend bet me $100 that I wouldn't slap your ass, but if I gave you half, would you let me do it?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, it's $50. I'll take it. Just show me the money first." So he whips out a $50 bill, and I was like, "All right, totally do it." So he did it, and I made $50 in 5 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. Liv the Web Girl, are you excited, or are you shaking your head?
I just think you should have asked for more. You should have asked for, like, 80% or 70%.
Yeah.
Not
wait
just
a minute.
50.
Wait, was it one cheek or two?
It was just one.
Oh, my gosh. $50 for one cheek?
I'm sorry. That's a deal. I'm sorry. No, he didn't have to do anything except get the pleasure of smacking a girl's butt, where she had to endure this guy that
probably wasn't even cute
smacking her butt.
You sound like a person that shows
you
up.
You should have gotten like $70 or
$80. Liv sounds like the people I saw the other day that showed up at they were vegans. They showed up at a restaurant like, "Let cows live." It's just her butt cheek. And she was cool with it. He didn't randomly just do it as a purr.
No, I mean, she's still letting him get $20, $30. I'm just saying.
Kelsey, would you do it again?
Well, yeah, for $50, but now that they said you should ask for more, I probably could have bartered a little bit.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on. Is your butt that good?
I mean, it's just average. It's nothing crazy, but I mean, and that's exactly why. Like, well, I don't even have that great of an ass, so sure, if you want to give me $50 to touch it, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody, and I'll throw it out there too, if somebody wants to slap my butt, $50 a cheek, I'll let you do it, okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Awesome, Kelsey. We could have a little booty business right there. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
When you're not defending men from slapping women's butts, I hear you are trying to make some side cash, too. A little hustle.
Yeah. The holidays are just really rough this year. You know, like, I'm hired on full time, so now I guess I'm expected to get all of you guys gifts.
Oh, which, definitely.
Like, didn't have to last year. I have a boyfriend this year. I have to get him a gift. I have to get his parents a gift.
Well, if you need help, I'll give you a list of things I want.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say I'll give you a loan, but so I'm thinking I'm like scheduled to go get my plasma like taken out or whatever.
You're donating plasma?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It pays pretty well. You can get like $60 to $75 for it.
Doesn't that hurt?
I have no idea. I'm also very scared of needles and kind of faint around them. Okay. But I'm hoping that they'll just give me like juice. Let me be passed out during it.
I was going to say, this is a horrible idea. Are they going to give you snacks and juice? Because I might be interested if I get snacks and juice.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like blood drawing because they have to keep your sugar levels after that. Maybe.
I have no idea what plasma even is. I just know I can get $75 for it.
Well, listen, Liv, if you go and you meet a local vampire, please give him our phone number so that he can call in. I want to talk to him.
Absolutely.
All right, you can let us know what you've done for the money. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Oh my God, right now we're about to get into the garbage. They are repoing Liv the Web Girl's car outside. Liv, go look.
Running out there. Oh my God.
Go get this on video. Liv the Web Girl didn't update her tags on her car.
Wait, and now,
yes, there's a tow truck. There's a tow truck.
It sounds like somebody is towing a car right outside the studio.
To be fair, I don't know if they're actually really repoing it right now. I hear some. It might even be
drilling
outside.
No, it sounds like it.
But it sounds like it's a because she has not updated her registration for a month and a half.
We can't look because they make us broadcast this stupid show in a room with like no windows. They're all fogged up. You can't even see outside. It's like we're in prison.
To be fair, we can't
see what's going on.
We are kind of fugly, so I can see why they do that.
It's not because they don't want us to see outside. It's because they don't want people to see in.
Exactly.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Liv the Web Girl's your car getting towed?
No, it is not. It's just two people, I guess, like fixing something, using a screw or something.
Drilling. It sounded like a car being towed.
Yeah, well, it'll happen eventually. By the way, if you're a tow truck driver, I'll shut out your business. I have an idea for a little joke to play. So hit us up at Joe and Alex Show. Send us a DM.
Ugh.
All right, we're done with Tool Time with Liv.
We're done with Tool Time and Live. Porn star and actress and stripper. mattress actress Stormy Daniels has accused her attorney, Michael Avenatti, of filing a defamation suit against President Donald Trump against her wishes. This is the biggest story of yesterday. Trump won that case in October and was awarded attorney fees, leaving Stormy Daniels on the hook for a reported $350,000. She accused her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, of ignoring her request for an accounting of donations raised for her defense and opening a second fundraising account in her name without her permission. She made the accusation in a statement on yesterday. She said, Michael has not treated me with the respect and deference an attorney should show to a client. He has spoken on my behalf without my approval. He filed a defamation case against Donald Trump against my wishes. He repeatedly refused to tell me how my legal defense fund was being spent. Now he has launched a new crowdfunding campaign using my face and name without my permission and attributing words to me that I never wrote or said. Bomb. A huge bomb. Pew. Also yesterday, another bomb, Mariah Carey dropped one on us. She talked about her famous conversation she had where she shaded Jennifer Lopez. If you remember, she was asked like years back, like, you know, something about Jennifer Lopez, and she responded by saying, I don't know her, which is now an iconic GIF or GIF, whatever you like to say. I say GIF.
I love GIF peanut butter, so there's that.
So Mariah Carey said she wasn't trying to shade her. In a recent interview, she said that she's learned to embrace her diva role and the ability to be a timeless internet sensation. She said that she sees some gifable moments, but it is what it is. You have to embrace it. I really was trying to say something nice or say nothing at all. I really was.
If so she's saying I was trying to say crap about
her? Exactly. I think the fact that Mariah said I was trying to say something nice or nothing at all, and she said, I don't know her. I feel like she was shading her. And she's admitting, like, I know that I'm an internet sensation, that stuff I say is gifable.
Let me see if Alex will do the same thing here, because I know a little bit about her. Hey, Alex, what do you think about Katy Perry?
I don't know her. More than 40 years since Sylvester Stallone first introduced Philly fighter Rocky Balboa, he might finally be throwing in the towel. In an Instagram video posted Wednesday after the opening weekend of spinoff film Creed 2, Stallone announced, "This is probably my last rodeo. 6 movies, 2 spinoff films, and 1 on-screen cancer battle later." Stallone implied that the Creed film should go on without him and that he knows exactly who should take his spot.
"As I step back, as my story has been told, there's a whole new world that's going to be opening up for the audience, for this generation. And thank you very much, Michael, for making that possible. Now you have to carry the mantle.
I got you, bro.
There it is."
And this was my personal favorite thing that happened yesterday. John Krasinski, again, for the 124th time I've said on the show, The Office is my favorite show of all time. So John Krasinski played Jim in The Office. So that's how you probably know him. But he also was just in A Quiet Place, the movie over the summer that was huge, a scary movie. Well, he's married to Emily Blunt, and she is Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins Returns, which is out in theaters right now. And so John Krasinski was on Ellen DeGeneres yesterday, and he was talking about crying while watching his wife, Emily Blunt, play Mary Poppins in Mary Poppins Returns.
"They give you a tissue box in the screening room, and I was like, oh, that's very nice, I don't have a cold. And they started screening the movie, and 25 minutes into the movie, I stood up and went to the back of the room, and Emily said, 'Do you not like it? I've never seen this happen.' And I was looking for napkins. I was like, I need anything to stop this crying." Aww. I was crying so much. I blew through the tissue boxes 20 minutes. Had to go to the napkins, and then when I ran out of napkins, it's just all sweater.
Just
a lot of this. Like, oh, it's so beautiful.
A spoonful of sugar.
I have actual goosebumps. Their relationship is gold.
I love him.
Me too.
That's the garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show. Thank you so much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, oh my God, we have got to talk about the number one most awkward first kiss I have ever seen in my life. Alex shared this with me yesterday. She's like, we've got to talk about it.
I know.
Holy crap.
You know, I just planted one on Live the Web Girl yesterday. I wasn't thinking. I didn't plan it.
It was kind of hot, to be fair. No, but we're going to tell you about that. And please, we want to hear from you about those awkward first kisses. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in about 6 minutes. 833-563-2539. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And this is going to be awkward. Oh my gosh. The awkward first kiss. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. You can tell us about the awkward first kiss that you had. It's just like, oh my God, what is happening right now in my mouth? You ever watch the Duggars?
Oh my gosh, I love this family.
Okay, on TLC, they've got their show. And one of the many sons is called John David Duggar. And his first kiss was awkward AF. He got married now back in November. So this isn't like breaking news. We're talking almost a year ago.
Yeah, but now the video of this is just now making the rounds.
Yeah, it came out on TLC. So they premiered, I think it was on Tuesday night, they showed this. And John David respected the Duggar family. They have a tradition that until the wedding, you don't kiss. You can hold hands, but you don't even kiss on the cheek. You don't kiss. No lip, no nothing.
They don't even full hug. They side hug there in that family. No. And they don't dance. Dancing's not allowed.
Now, why do you side hug me? What does that mean? Is that because I'm too big to hug? Okay, but he respected that tradition. Now, after the pastor told John David he could kiss the bride, things got awkward. Here's what he did. He bent down and lifted up and kissed her left hand. So he went like, then he put the hand down. He then picked up her other hand, lifted it up. Kissed her. Now, people are laughing.
At the top of the altar
up
or whatever?
Up there, yes. Like, right there in front of the whole congregation. Everybody there was at the church. Then he kissed her left shoulder because it was kind of like a little bit of shoulder was showing.
Stop.
Then he went to her right shoulder. John David then put his hands gently on her face and kissed her forehead.
Stop. I'm so uncomfortable.
He then kissed her left cheek and her right cheek. Finally, 45 seconds later.
He was stalling.
I timed this thing out. 45 seconds later. He did a long, passionate, awkward as F kiss.
Ew.
And he actually kissed her on the lips. 45 seconds.
Ew. Was it weird? Like, did he kiss weirdly?
It just looked really weird. I'm not saying I'm the best kisser out there, but yeah, it looked really weird, really awkward. I was like, oh my God, what is happening here? It was so awkward.
Yikes. So basically, now we want to know what your awkward first kiss story was.
Yes. It doesn't have to be like your first kiss ever in life. It could be like a first date kiss, but just one of those first kisses. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Why are you raising your hand there, producer Porkchop?
I had two awkward first kisses. My first kiss with my girlfriend when I was a kid, I was wearing a hat. And my hat, ding, right in her forehead.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And then my first kiss with Chase, I forget if I went in, like we both went in, and I forget if it was me or him, but one of us went for a kiss and one of us went for a hug.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was probably you. I feel like you like all up in there like, hey, little kissy kissy.
One of my first kisses with a guy, I had rubber bands on my braces.
Oh,
and so I
no.
couldn't open my mouth very much.
No.
And we were trying to make out, and it was just so awkward. And one of my rubber bands snapped and hit his tongue.
Oh.
And it was like painful for him.
Oh, I can only imagine. Ah, dang, that hurt.
We should get him on the phone, see if he remembers.
Oh, hell no.
he'll never forget that one. Do you guys remember the first time with a kiss? Because this is where it got awkward for me. It is weird kissing anybody because you don't know what you're doing. I mean, did you ever practice on your hand? You're like,
no.
I just think I was like naturally given the gift of good kissing.
Really?
Okay.
Well, you know, special talents.
I'm a good kisser.
God created talents for each and every one of us.
And that's
you
your talent?
Know. You wouldn't know, though.
Because
people aren't
going to
tell
yeah.
you that you're bad. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
They will.
You think?
Well,
I've had bad kisses on first dates and stuff. I never told them.
Back for seconds. That's
okay.
how you can tell.
Well, when I'm hungry, I come back. That doesn't mean it's good. It just means I'm still hungry for the food. I remember, though, like one of the awkward kisses I had with this girl named Rose. She was the first girl. Well, I lost my card to her, too. But when we kissed, though, at the time, we went in for like the French kiss. And I forgot I had gum in my mouth.
Ew.
And she's like,
and she choked?
Yeah, she spit out my gum. So that was pretty freaking awkward. I'm like, oh, crap. I forgot to take the gum out of my mouth because I was so nervous. I wanted to make sure my breath wasn't as bad as producer Porkchop's. And I wanted to make sure I was ready to go. But, oh, my gosh, it was totally terrible right there. Hey, good morning. Casey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Tell us about that awkward first kiss.
Kesa.
Oh, sorry, Kesa.
Hi.
What up?
Kesa.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So this is actually an awkward first kiss / Tinder date for my older sister.
All right, let's hear it.
So she and this guy, they went on a date, they went out to lunch, and afterwards she had left her purse at his house. So she went back to his house, grabbing his purse, and they're in, like, his room, and, like, there was a weird thing with, like, his cat, like, he was forcing her to, like, pet his cat, and, like,
what?
Telling her a certain way, like, no, you're not petting him right. You need to pet him this way. And she's just like, oh, okay. Like, I need to get out of here. But then he's like, I want to show you something. And so he sat her down, and he started playing this music. And have you guys ever heard of gloving?
Of what?
Gloving. You know, like, when people put on the gloves and they, like, dance with their hands?
No.
Yes. So he brought out his gloves and he started doing a routine for her, like in her face,
what?
Like super close, just like doing all these glove moves. And she was just like, oh my God, like what is even going on?
That's so my dream guy. Can you give him my number?
Yeah, I don't even know why she was still there after that, but she's still there. And then they kind of start like singing and making out, and he was like holding her head down, like holding his hand on her forehead and her neck to, like, keep her down to kiss her there.
Oh,
and
my
then,
gosh.
Like, when it starts getting really weird, it's like he started kind of, like, kissing down her neck and down her ear, but then he put his tongue in her ear.
Whoa!
No, that's a hot move. That's weird, but that's a hot move.
There is so many
The tongue
many
in the ear is a good one, and I feel bad for that cat. Yeah, yeah. We see all that. Hey, thank you. I've never heard of gloving before, but now I got something to try to impress my wife with later. Thank you, Kesa, for sharing that. Live the Web Girl, you got something on our Joe and Alex Show Twitter?
Yes, we have a lot. Adam said, my worst kiss I've ever experienced was just weird. She licked my teeth. Yes, she licked my teeth. Ew. And then Nicole said, he was on top of me and had his mouth open and a huge drool fell from his mouth and into mine. And then Tony says, my worst kiss, I felt her mustache stubble.
Oh, no. All right, we all ready to sing this song? Because if it doesn't sound good, I feel like it kind of misses a little something. So if you're ready, I would love to play the Dummy of the Day song and have you guys sing along. We good?
Yep.
Okay, I feel like I need... Okay, here we are. 3, 2, 1.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
I want to see if you believe this guy or not. His name's Jason. He lives in Connecticut, and he says he's going to trial for justice. Back on April 11th, it was about 6 a.m. in the morning, and Jason was pulled over for distracted driving. Now, the cop said he saw with his very own eyes Jason talking on his cell phone, and he gave him a ticket for it. It cost him $300.
Yeah, a lot of places you can't do that anymore.
Now, listen, Jason says, whoa, 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 I was not talking on my phone. I was eating a hash brown from McDonald's.
I mean, I guess that kind of has a cell phone shape.
I'm trying to visualize because I love McDonald's hash brown. Let me pull, okay? But, like, it's in front of your mouth.
I totally believe it. No, I believe
but
that.
But wait a minute. Okay, like, do you ever do the speakerphone in front of your mouth? Maybe like that?
Yes, it could have been that.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, maybe if he was holding it on the side of his face, he was caressing it, like, snuggling up against it.
I was just about to say, honestly, McDonald's hash browns are so good that I like to sweet talk to mine before I eat it.
Absolutely.
So maybe
what do you say to it?
Like,
you're like, hey, you're kind of crispy and dark.
Baby, we're about to go down. We're going to get it.
Have you ever had food so good you just nuzzle it for a little bit before you eat it? That's probably what he was doing.
Did you see the guy that made a cookie in the like form of an iPhone? Like he decorated it,
yes.
And it looked just like an iPhone.
Oh yeah, I heard
and
about
he
that
was,
before.
He was talking on it, and then the officer pulled him over, and he's like, "What? I'm talking to my cookie." And then he ate it. Like the officer was in front of him.
This guy didn't have that luck, but he's saying, "Listen, I got evidence to back it up. Here's what he has. He says his call logs from his phone company show that he wasn't on the phone, and his car has Bluetooth, so he wouldn't actually hold up his phone to make calls.
Oh.
In spite of all that, though, a judge still found him guilty when he tried to fight the ticket." In August.
Come on.
Yep. Jason's quest for justice, it's not done. It's still going. He requested a retrial and he'll have it next month. And this time he hired a lawyer for $1,000, which is, you know, pretty much 1,000 hash browns.
I think the lawyer is the dummy of the day in this scenario.
I think we should pay his ticket.
Let's paint a water tower like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off and put Save Jason.
We'll get right on that one. This is definitely a visual here, and it doesn't always work on radio. That's why I'd like you to safely, if you can, go onto our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show, and go to our story. Just push a little circle with our logo on it and watch it, because producer Porkchop, we opened up a can of worms. He claims that a major corporation has ripped him off, and you see this every single day. But you need to see what we're talking about so you can join us at 833-JOE-ALEX in the conversation. That's 833-563-2539. Now listen, the floor is yours, but for anybody listening right now, Porkchop, what do you think happened to you? You've been wronged.
No, I have not been wronged. I know I'm right. Here's what happened.
He's been wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. 7 years ago, Doritos said, hey, we're doing a contest, Crash the Super Bowl. Make a commercial. If yours is the best, it'll be on the air and you'll win $1 million. Or, you know, on the like TV air.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So I made a commercial. The part of the commercial is my friends, you know, they're sitting around all eating Doritos and watching a football game. Well, in the football game, it comes down to the very last second, and you hear an announcer in my football game say, hey, there's 30 seconds, overtime, and we got to kick a 29-yard field goal. So it gets really intense. My friends, they're eating the Doritos, and then my one bigger friend, he notices that there's one Dorito left. But it's the most intense moment of the football game. So the kicker goes to kick. My friend eats the last Dorito. The crunch is so loud that hypothetically, it caused the kicker to miss the field goal in the game, and the team lost. And then it ends with, what? He missed? That was such an easy chip shot. So that's my commercial 7 years ago. Now Pepsi comes out with a commercial where everyone in the stadium is drinking a Pepsi, and they open the Pepsi can, and it goes kss, 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 and that causes the kicker to miss the field goal. Kind of strange if you ask me. Now here's the stranger part. Guess who owns Doritos? Guess who owns Pepsi? Frito-Lay. So what I think, what I know, is someone in Frito-Lay saw my commercial 7 years ago, which was actually top 11 highest rated in the world. Didn't win. I didn't get a prize because you had to be like top 10 at the final submission deadline. So I have no doubt in my mind someone in Frito-Lay saw that commercial, waited 7 years because statute of limitations, and then made a commercial just like mine but slightly different.
Wow, okay, so you're definitely passionate about this, and you can see the video right now at Joe and Alex Show. It's on our story, because I'd like people's reaction to this, because, guys, I'm kind of thinking Porkchop's a little on his own island here.
No. Yeah, I watched them. Definitely not a ripoff.
Oh.
And everyone is voting on our poll saying, yeah, they are nothing alike.
I don't get it. Don't you see? Don't you understand? It's a product causing a football kicker to miss the field goal.
Oh, okay. That's the premise that
but
they stole.
But that's every sporting event.
No, idea.
Here's the thing. I first watched each video without sound. And I was like, there's no way these commercials are alike or similar in any way. Porkchop has gone a little cuckoo. But you explaining both of those, I am with you.
Thank you.
We are going to
fight this system. I can hug you. I'm
going to
hug you.
We are going to fight the system. We are going to get justice for Porkchop.
Yes, and
you
I'll
were ripped off.
Yeah, and I should sue for $1 million, and I'll give you half.
100%.
Wait. I just found out something really, really sketchy.
Okay.
Doritos, which is owned by Frito-Lay, is a subsidiary thing of Pepsi.
Yes!
So the Pepsi people would have seen Porkchop's idea, so maybe he's right.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to call them on the phone and just straight up ask, did you steal our producer Porkchop's idea?
Yes, so are you on my team?
Well,
I don't get it. What are you doing?
Oh, wait, is that a...
I'm opening my Doritos.
You jerk! How dare you? Are you on my side here?
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Caitlin.
Caitlin, you can be honest here. Producer Porkchop, he's kind of losing his mind, isn't he?
Honestly, like, I thought maybe he was when I heard it on the radio, and I pulled over, I have no life. I pulled over to, like, watch the story, and honestly, like, they look the same. To me.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. So they did take it.
I think they did, personally. When I watched it, I was shook.
It gets even better. So they, the producers of this Doritos Crash the Super Bowl, they sent me an email because originally my friends were wearing NFL jerseys and they told me I had to blur out the NFL jerseys. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. So now I had to take out all the NFL stuff. I actually, in the original clip, had a picture of a kicker kicking a field goal from the NFL and they told me to cut that out. Yeah, great. Yeah. I cut that out and now they go and use a real football stadium and a real football game and the real Carolina Panthers. I'm pissed.
Yeah, they definitely,
They hoed me, huh?
I think they did.
Is there any... Oh, please, can I use this platform, Joe?
Go ahead, Mike's yours. Any
lawyers, any media lawyers, am I allowed to say this, listening? Can they call and, like... and let's do this. Let's fight this case.
Represent you pro bono?
Yeah, but...
I'll represent you.
Yeah, pro bono. That means no money, right?
Well, I'm going to be on Frito-Lay's side because I want all the free snacks. Sorry.
I do, too. Hey, I love Cool Ranch. They're so good. They're so good.
I took a comm law class. I don't actually think I passed that one.
Oh, we're going to have Liv represent
but
you?
But I think I could represent you.
Another development.
Porkchop lost the case.
Yeah, I plead the fifth.
This just in. Radio Now 100.9. And if you missed anything on the show today, man, check it out at joeandalexshow.com. Podcast blogs, they're all up there. Plus, follow us at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram to see the thing that has went viral today. And that's producer Porkchop as a furry.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh man, people are loving it. And I think for Freak Show Friday tomorrow, we're gonna reach out to your boyfriend's aunt and we're gonna ask her to come on and explain herself in this costume.
There's no way she'll even acknowledge that she knows the pork chop.
Guess we'll find out tomorrow.
She's like, no number, who dis? All right, we're out of here. Have yourself a wonderful day. But before we do that, we gotta say goodbye. So Alex, live the web grill and pork chop. Let's do it.
Bye. Bye.